Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngolomukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 5 kuNtulikazi 2024 ngoGives Dube. Endaba zethu namhlanje.
Kaphume shemu yehluleka.
Ah, sizidunge kakhulu shemu izinto azihambi kahle. Kusebenza yikho ngehlezi kuphela.
Abanye abantu bathakazelela umbiko kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa othi usefuna ukusuka esikhundleni.
Hayi mna ndimdala kangatshisi, amfuna uMnangagwa until 2030 lokho ekhona.
Kodwa abaphikisayo bathi akuqedakali okufiswa uMnangagwa. Abaphathi bezikolo bahlutshwa ngabantwana abathatha izidakamizwa santando. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kulabantu abathakazelela ukuba umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usefisa ukusuka esikhundleni, kube labanye njalo abathandabuza ukwenza kwakhe besithi kulakho ukuphela ehofisini. Kubika uEzra Jesus Banda.
Abaningi babambe umlomo ngaphansi besizwa amazwi kaMnangagwa izolo esithi usefuna ukusuka esikhundleni. Osakhulayo Ntombazana Nonhlanhla uthi kahambe.
Kaphume shemu yehluleka.
Ah, sizidunge kakhulu shemu, izinto azihambi kahle. Kusebenza yikho ngehlezi kuphela.
Nakusasa nje ngavuka ejile kuhambe.
Osana uqeda izifundo zakhe ekolitshini le National University of Science and Technology, uSambulo Moyo uthi umongameli sokumele aphumule njengalokhu akuthembise uZulu.
Lokhu ngiqedile ukubhala vela kula msebenzi akulana amdala kaphumule. Izame kube labanye abazamayo sithole lathi imsebenzi, nika abanye ichance. Hayi, sina sifuna imsebenzi sihlezi, hayi amdala kaphumule mdala, iminyaka sihambile.
Kodwa uNkosazana Alicia Nkomo, ilunga lebandla leZANU-PF, uthi uMnangagwa kumelanga achiye umsebenzi.
Hayi mna ndimdala kangatshisi, amfuna uMnangagwa until 2030 lokho ekhona.
Ukhulu Edward Dube uthi kalaqiniso ngamazwi kaMnangagwa kodwa ufisa ehle esihlalweni.
Silaqiniso ngokuthi sesajayela ukuthi izinto ziyakhulunywa sikhangele ukuthi ziza kwenzakala ngohlobo olunje, but igcine zingasenzakali ngalolo hlobo. Ifingayi kuyukuthi liqiniso, hayi kaphumule kade kwezama.
Umnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo, ilunga leMthwazi Republic Party, uthi kukhona ufuqa uMnangagwa ukuthi esuke esikhundleni.
Inkulumo lezi ezenzakalayo lokubotshwana kwabantu, lama threats esiwabonayo esenziwa ngabe army, esenziwa ngamasosha and so on, yizinto besizibona ngo-2016 lango-2017 before i-coup.
Enye inkokheli yebandla lezaphu uMnumzana Matthew Bhubesi Sibanda uthi ule themba lokuthi uzakwenza akukhulumileyo.
Engabe qinisile maye ngabe setshintsha ingqondo layo sekubona ukuthi ngoba abantu bayakomplaina, bayasola even abebandla lakhe ukuthi kade ngedlula kanjani into ebekwe phansi ku-constitution isivumelane.
Umnumzana Eric Gono webandla le-Citizen Coalition for Change uthi abantu bangamthembi uMnangagwa.
Ukuthemba uMnangagwa yikuzikhohlisa. Emalangeni amalutshwana adlulileyo simbonile la inisa amaminista ewatshayisa islogan sona leso sokuthi 2030 plan yakhe yikubusa eze fele emsebenzini njengesipadela.
Isikhulumeli sikaZANU-PF koBulawayo uMnumzana Archibald Chiponda udla nxa kubuhlungu ukuthi uMnangagwa uzatshiya kodwa bayamukela izifiso zakhe.
Sometimes you have to respect an individual.
Isikhathi kumele sihloniphe isinqumo somuntu lapha umuntu umthatha. Bengifisa kuqhubekele phambili ngebandla elibusayo leZANU-PF.
Umfundisi uRaymond Motsi uthi kukhona okwenza uMnangagwa wakhuluma inkulumo enjalo.
Kungani kulesizathu? Kulezizathu ezithile ezenza ukuthi umuntu aze akhulume into enjengayena leyi, izikile lento. Kutsho ukuthi kukhona mhlawumbe ukubandezelayo okwenza ukuthi umuntu akhulume. Kungabe kuyinto ethabisa abanye abantu ukuthi balibale bengacabange ngakho kakhulu. Njengama-citizens sifike esigabeni sokuthi khona sithini ngakho lokho, sizayenzani ukuthi ayehle item yakhe ngaphela.
Khuluma SMTare Teachers College. Umnangagwa uthe ibandla leZanu PF lizakhetha umkhokheli omutsha ozamela maku Congress njengenhlala yenza. Amaza akhe aza ngesikhathi abanye kuZanu PF besithi umnangagwa kumele eguqule isekelo sombuso welizwe ukuze simvumele ancintise njalo kukhetho lika 2028 okuyinto ebikwa emsidala ukufuthelana kubandla elibusayo. Ngimele sithi 7 ngobulawayo igama lamuyeza Jesus Banda.
Kudaba olufanayo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kumele kumiswe ukusetshenziswa kwedola leMelika kusetshenziswe iZimbabwe Gold kumbe iZigi kuphela eminyakeni emine ezayo ngoba eleMelika lizonda eleZimbabwe. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu sixoxele umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezomnotho okunhlanganiso yeCommon Market for Liberal Solutions.
Ukusebenza kwe-US dollar kawuhambelani lobungani bamazwe. Kuhambelana lenkinga eyokuthi imali yethu eyalapha eZimbabwe kayilasisindo kayisebenzi. Ngakho-ke umongameli esithi yena sezinike isikhathi sokuthi idola le-America lilahlwe yisikhathi esihle i-period yakhona, kodwa kakuhambelane le-productivity okusetshenzwa lokulungiswa kwezimpahla eZimbabwe kuhambelane lokuthi kwethembeka ukwethembeka kwemali yeZimbabwe i-confidence e-currency lokuthi kuguqulwe imithetho eqondane le-bank enkulu i-reserve bank ama-regulations akhona i-independence yakhona lokhu kuthathu akuncedi lutho singazi sithethe iminyakeni elishumi imali yethu yabe ngelokhu ingakasebenzi.
Ye kodwa ukwelazani kuyini okumenza ukuthi akhulume kanje kuyini sibilongani kuyamphehla la
hayi phela njengomongameli phela uzazuza nje into zokuthi akhulukhulume nxa ekhulume kungahambelani lo mumo womnotho weZimbabwe ngiyabe ngazi ukuthi usakukhuluma kodwa sinanzelela ukuthi insuku lezi ezedluleyo kube ngathi ukhulumaukuseezama ukukhuluma ngokwaphambili ngizasuka nxa ithemu yami siphelile imali izabe isiphelile sokukhulunywa lapha njengomuntu okhanya sivalelisa yikho ukubona kwami.
Kodwa lokho kungazani kunjengendlozi esehlathini lapha elingasaboni lokuthi liyangaphi
alokhu phelephele kunjalelo phele ZANU PF ngoba iy'nto zabo zonke akasila program. Kodwa nje uma ngitshile nje ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa umuntu khuluma ngokomlotho welizwe into ye-productivity le yemali umongameli yena welizwe vele ufanele akhulume ngakho ngoba yikho okutshengisayo ukuthi uyazwisisa ngomumo womnotho. Amina amphuqani lakho vele mina vele mina ngumuntu othanda ukusebenzisa imali yekhaya yomndeni.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezomnotho okunhlanganiso yeCommon Market for Liberal Solutions wexoxa le Studio 7 eseHarare.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Abaphathi bezikolo bathi bakhathazwa yikumemetheka kokuthathwa kwezidakamizwa ezikolo lokuya emacansini mahlayana kwabantwana okungenza impilo yabo ibe lukhuni. Lokhu kwethulwe emhlanganweni omkhulu eVictoria Falls ukuhlolisisa udaba lwezidakamizwa. Kubika uNokuthaba Dlamini.
Abaphathi bezikolo laba abakunhlanganiso ye-National Association of School Heads abayinkulungwane lamakhulu amane lengxenye 1425 abakahulumende labakhokhela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo bagqibe namuhla umhlangano omkhulu wabo obekuxoxiswana ngengozi yezidakamizwa ezikolo. Evula lumhlangano izolo umnumzana Torerai Moyo ongumholi we-primary and secondary education uthe kulusizi okwenza
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to agree.
Manenelamanenekazi, kufuze ngalizi linye sivume ukuba izidakamizwa sesiphilisa ilizwe. Umbuzo usekuthini? Lina lenzani ezigabeni elisuka yizo ukuvikela lokho?
Amazwe kamoyo elekelelwe njalo ngumnumzana Arthur Maphosa, umongameli weNash njalo engumphathisikolo weGwanda High School, othi ikusasa yentsha iyachabalala. Uthi wokulusizi kuba izidakamizwa lezi zithengiswa yibo futhi abazali.
Umntwana uyambona kuthiwa uziphathele idrinki yakhe, umphako wakhe, imazoo yakhe, kanti uyafika kulapha imazoo kulokunye lakho ekumumetheni.
UMaphosa uthi lokhu sokuhlasela esibi sabafundi abasezingeni eliphansi kubalela mfana nkazana kuxubene nje leminyaka. Omunye njalo odidekileyo ngalolu hlupho ngumphathisikolo weMosi owathunya high school kuleli dolobho, umnumzana Roland Sibanda, othi baxwayisene ngenyathelo elingathathwa ukuqondisa lolu gobo. USibanda uthi abanye lesikolo kabasahambi.
Umntana esikolo nxa ungambona setabhuza ama-drugs sekumele umtshintshe khonokho kumenza athathe ama-drugs.
Omele isabelo semathebelele North kwezemfundo, umnumzana Jabulani Mpofu, uthi ingqobe sisele kuye wonke obesemhlanganweni lo.
So when we go back home, bonke bayakwazi ukuthi isigebenga esilwa laso sinjani.
Abaphathi laba basele bebambe owangaphansi ngolwesithathu ngemva kokubika kukamnumzana Wilson Box wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network ukuba inja kuleli ithatha ibhanje, utshwala, imithi yokukhwehlela, i-crystal meth kanye leskunk. Iningi libikwa lizidaka ngokuzihlaba ngamasirinji ejekiseni, inalithi, inkezo zokudlela, izitiki zemetshisi lokunye. Uphenyo lwakhe luveza njalo ukuba abanye ngabazihlaba bezifaka igazi labanye ngokufuna ukubona nje ukuba kuyakwenzakalani. Kuvezwe njalo ukuba kulaba abafika phose ikhulu 93.2% ekhulwini ba emacansini, iningi labo alikhethi ukuba liganga lobani njalo kokunye kulembadalo. Ngalokhu umoyo uthi uhulumende usephume lohlelo lwe-drug and substance abuse plan yomnyaka wonalo kusiyabamba 2030. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Victoria Falls ngingunokuthaba Dlamini.
Ngokwamanje sike sikhangele ezivela okwamanye amazwe ngamaphitshane. Umnumzana Kestama okwele Bhritane owebandla lelebhabhadi usengumkhokhela omutsha wakulelo lizwe kulandela ukunqotshwa kwebandla le-Conservative Party kukhetho oluqhutshwe izolo kulelo lizwe. Umongameli William Ruto kwakwelekenya usemilise inhlelo eziningi ukwenzela ukuthabisa abatsha abatshengisela emgwaqweni bekhala ngokuswela imisebenzi. Abatsha labo bafuna uRuto asuke esikhundleni. Weziphathelane lezemelika.
Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden uthi wenza iphutha kungxoxompikiswano lomnumzana Donald Trump ngeviki edluleyo, kodwa uzaqhubeka ngokuncintisa kukhetho. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA Scott Stearns ukhangela umumo womkhankaso wokhetho lukamongameli ngalesi sikhathi izizalwane zeMelika zinanza usuku lukazibuse. Umhla ka-4 Ntulikazi ngeminyaka yokhetho lukamongameli wejayele kuba lusuku lokukhankasa abantu beveza ukuzinikela elizweni labo ngokuthwala uphawu lwesizwe. Kodwa lonyaka abazancintisana okulolu khetho abazange bakhankase kulandela ingxoxompikiswano yabo ngeviki edluleyo. Umongameli Joe Biden ezama ukutshengisa abasekeli bakhe ukuthi usalawo amandla, njalo Donald Trump engenzanga lutho olungenza abantu beme ukugxila ebunzimeni obuhlangane laphikisana layo kungxoxompikiswano. Ekhuluma lo msakazo we-Wisconsin radio station, uBiden uthe kaqhubanga kuhle kungxoxompikiswano yangolwesine olwedluleyo.
I had a bad night. I had a bad night. And the fact of the matter is that, I screwed up. I made a mistake. But I learned from my...
Ngaba lobusuku obunzima. Iqiniso ngelokuthi ngenza iphutha. Kodwa ngafunda kubaba owayesithi ungawa kumele uvuke.
Umkhankaso kaBiden uzama ukuphathisa ozamela ibandla lamaDemocrats ukuthi avuke ngemibiko yamagavena ebandla leDemocratic Party eveza ukuthi bamalaye ukugoqela oweNew York uKathy Hochul.
I'm here to tell you today, President Joe Biden is in it to win it. And all of us said we pledged our support to him because the stakes could not be higher.
Ngilapha uzolitshela namhla ukuthi umongameli Joe Biden uzanqoba. Njalo sonke sizinikele ukumsekela ngoba okungalahleka kulolu khetho kuningi kakhulu.
Abasekeli baka Trump eCongress bakhupha imibiko elakho ukubangela ukuthandabuza kwebandla leDemocratic Party ngoBiden. Usomlomo waleli dale uMike Johnson uthi,
I think they know they have a serious problem, but it's not just political. It's not just the Democratic Party. It's the entire country. We have a serious problem here because we have a president.
Ngibona sengathi labo bayakwazi ukuthi balodubo olukhulu. Kodwa akusilodubo lezombusazwe kuphela kumbe olwebandla lamaDemocrats. Ludubo lwelizwe lonke. Silodubo lapha ngoba silomongameli okhanyayo ukuthi akalawo amandla okukhokhela. Isikhathi esiyingozi kakhulu lesi.
Ucwaningo oluqhutshwe ngemva kwengxoxompikiswano ne-CNN luveza ukuthi abasekeli bebandla lama-Democrats labavoti abakucelela ama-Democrats abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amahlanu lasithupha ekhulwini, i-56%, sebesithi bengaba lethuba elingcono elokunqoba nxa bemelwe ngomunye ongayisuye Biden. Imikhankaso yonke iba lenduba ezithiyeneyo, kodwa imibuzo ngempila kahle kaBiden izahlala ikhona, kutsho usikhucamfundo Jeremy Suri owe-University of Texas.
He might still win this election. In fact, he still might be the favorite to win this election if he stays in. But his campaign was hoping that the debate would put the concerns about his health to rest.
Ulakho ukunqoba kulolu khetho. Iqiniso ngelokuthi ulakho ukuba nguye othandwa ngabavoti abaningi nxa engaqhubeka ngokuncintisa kulolu khetho. Kodwa umkhankaso wakhe ubulethemba lokuthi ingxoxompikiswano le izaqeda ukukhathazeka kukaZulu ngempila kahle yakhe. Ukukhathazeka lokhu akusoze kuphele. Kuzaqhubeka kuze kufike usuku lokhetho.
Umkhankaso kaTrump awuzange uhlangane loZulu kuliviki ukhuphe umbiko othi, sizaqhubeka ngokunisa impumelelo kamongameli Trump ukubuthanisa imali esiyidingayo ukuze sinqobe, njalo singena kuhlandla elilandelayo sikhangelela ukunqoba kabanzi. UTrump unanze usuku lwenkululeko ngombiko awuthumele ebulenjini kuwebsayithi yakhe eyeTruth Social website esithi iMelika ilembali enhle kakhulu.
We will never forget that we are Americans. And the future belongs to us. The spirit of American independence.
Asisoze sikhohlwe ukuthi siyizizalwane zeMelika, njalo ikusasa ngelethu. Umoya wenkululeko yeMelika awusoze uphele. Uzahlala ukhona kuze kube naphakade. Ngilifisela lonke usuku lwenkululeko oluhle.
Ngalesi sikhathi ibandla lama-Republicans lulungiselela umhlangano walo omkhulu owe-convention kuyona linyanga. UTrump ulakho ukuphathiswa ikungaqhubi kuhle kukaBiden, kutsho usikhwicamfundo Suri owe-University of Texas.
What Donald Trump would want to do, it seems to me, is not only to show vigor, but to show reasonableness.
UDonald Trump angafuna ukukwenza ikutshengisa ukuthi ungumuntu ozwisisayo, hathi ukuveza ukuthi usalamandla kuphela, ukwenzela ukuthi kungabi ngomncintiswano ophakathi komkhokheli olamanga loseluphele, kodwa kube ngomncintiswano phakathi koseluphele lozwisisayo.
UBiden loTrump sebesele lamalanga alikhulu namachumi amabili lanhlanu, 125, ukukhankasa kukhetho lukamongameli oluzaqhutshwa ngolwezi. Udaba loluqoqwe yintatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns lalwethulelwa yimi uDabo Kangcube owe-Studio 7.
Sibonga kakhulu uDabo Kangcube. Kwamanje sike sizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika.
ELeSyria lisesimeni esibi kakhulu, futhi zonke inkinga zalo ngeke zilungiseke ngaphandle kokuthi kulungiswe ezombusazwe kuqala, kutsho iUnited Nations. Phezu kokubhidlika komnotho lodlakela, indlala iyadlondlobala ngoba ezenotho lazo azimanga kuhle. Abantu baseSyria badinga usizo lokudla kanye lokuthi bafinyelele zonke indawo. Kodwa esikhathini esinengi usizo lolu kabalutholi, ngoba amacele achiyeneyo avimba izimota ezithwele loluncedo. Isimo sibi ikakhulu enkambeni yeRugban lapho okuhlala khona abantu abadudulwe yimpi emhlubulweni wangempumalanga yeSyria. Uhulumende weMelika uzimisele ukuqhubeka elandela izimiso zeUnited Nations ngokuphathisa abadinga uncedo ngazo zonke indlela, okugoqela ukweqa imingcele ukuze afinyelele abadinga usizo. Kutyo isikhonzi seMelika kuUnited Nations uAmbassador Linda Thomas Greenfield. Uhulumende kaAsad yena kayingeni leyo. Siya kubona lokhu empumalanga kusiya ngasezansi yeSyria, lapho izenzo zikahulumende encediswa ngele Russia esezidale khona ukuhlupheka kwabantu okukhulu. Okweminyaka emine, uhulumende weSyria uvimba iUnited Nations ukufinyelela inkulungwane zabantu ezihlala enkambeni yeRugban, okuyinto efake abantu laba engozini enkulu. Sokule nyanga ezimbili uhulumende evimbile kulindawo. Kathesi sokulokusilela kokudla kanye lezinto zokwelaphisa abagulayo, okufaka inkulungwane zabantu makhaza engozini yemikhuhlane kanye lendlala. EleMelika likhuthaza uhulumende kaAsad ukuthi avumele iUnited Nations avule indlela eziya enkambeni yeRugban ukuze abantu batholiswe imfuno zabo, kutsho uAmbassador Thomas Greenfield.
Le yimibono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo, ikomiti eqoqa imidlalo yama-Olympics eZimbabwe, eZimbabwe Olympics Committee ithi izakwazisa ngeviki ezayo iqembu elizamela ilizwe emidlalweni yalonyaka yama-Olympics eParis kwele France. Umkhokeli weZimbabwe Olympic Committee uTabani Gonye ukhuluma ngodaba lolu loTaba Kancube weStudio 7.
Kulabantu abangu 5 asebe qualified kufika namhlanje. Ningakhuluma mina ngithi uIsaac Mpofu uyamazi oye marathon uyaqala ukuqualify, bese kubuye uStephen Cox owenza i-event okuthiwa i-single men's scars we rowing, bese kubuya ukuthiwa uMthabi kwaMakarao owenza i-sprint ye 200 meters ye men, bese kubuya unkazana ukuthiwa nguRuthendo Nyahora owenza i-women's marathon, bese kusiba lo Makanaka Ishe Charamba omunye waqeda ukuqualifya wenza 200 meters sprint. Ngokukhuluma esikwenzayo lokhu, amanye ama-national or international federations akhangeleka njengabe swimming, kuthi abe-athletics, labe golf, sebesekhangela i-ranking system ukuthi babone ukuthi kuphela kukaJuni lamalanga adluleyo lapha sokuphele isikhandla lokuthi abantu baqualifye nge-time le-distance. Bese bebona i-ranking ukuthi kulabanye yini abakwanisa ukungena ngenamba eziyabe zikhangelelwe ngama-sport courts.
Likhangelele ukuthi liza kwenelisa ukwazisa uZulu iqembu elizamela iZimbabwe kulimidlalo nini.
Besikhangele ukuthi singakwanisa ukuannounce i-team kusasa, but sesimove forward to next week ukuthi siannounce i-team ezamelela iZimbabwe. Amandaba yethu sakhangele ukuthi azadlula i-5. Sikhangele ukuthi afika kubo 7, 8, 9, kumbe ku-10 kungafika kunapho. Kusiya ngokuthi ama-rankings ethu aphume njani kuma-various sports courts, but ngiyakhangelela ukuthi kubo 8 siyakwanisa ukuthi ibe yi-totally ama-athletes ezabuya eParis.
Amalungiselelo wona aseminjani?
Ulungiselela, yes, laba sebequalifyele sihlale silungisele ukuthi lapha abafana kuya computer khona le-SET final preparation sebeyenzile. Silamapanel esilemaplan esebenze lawo, njalo siyakwazi ukuthi ngokukhompyutha bazakwenza bazafaka konke abakwanisa ukuthi bakufake kuma-competition abo. Njengoba labo u-Isaac liyakwazi ukuthi ukhompyutha kade kwenza bephuma kuma-top 10, bephuma sibili kuma-top positions, singabantu esingabakhangele ukuthi bakwanisa ukuthi bawine ama-medal, but asingeke sibafake thina ku-pressure ukuthi bayewina ama-medal. Bese kukhangeleka ukuthi baye kucincisa labanye bayenza ama competition yabo to the best of their ability ukuyaphuma kunokusa kwemukela sibabona.
Lo ngumntabani Gonye, umkhokheli weZimbabwe Olympics Committee obexoxa lo Dabo Kancube weStudio 7 eseHarare. Kuhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba leqembu elicula ingoma zokholo elevangeli lokuthula lona selethule idlalade elitsha. Leli qembu lidabuka ePlumtree kodwa licula kwele-South Africa. Nangumholi walo exoxa lo Ntukameli Komo weStudio 7.
Unkulunkulu uyayiphendula imithandazo
makholwa kuyo kona ngeqiniso namabuzwisela.
Unkulunkulu uyayiphendula imithandazo
makholwa kuyo kona ngeqiniso namabuzwisela.
Sarivonani igama nginguSamulo Moyo ngidabuka ePlumtree kokhame esigodini sakwaSindisa. Manje le esinayo i-album yesibili sike siyabuya niyakuqala nje ibe nesihloko esithi VIP ne eyamanje isihloko sayo sithi hlalani kubaba.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Ibangithola kulezi number ku 073-694-1424. Ngitholakala futhi ku 063-073-4300 or ku 076-894-0465. Yakwazi ukuthi ngitholakale ke kulezi number. Siyakwazi ukuthi sixoxisane futhi kamnandi nje kakhulu.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi?
Njengalokhu sisakhula emculweni kusho ukuthi ngisasenesifiso mpela sokuthi ngifunde ngibe nolwazi noma ungabe kuyini ukufisa ukuthi sixoxisane ngakho. Inumber zikhona lapho, yakwazi ukunithinta sixoxisane futhi kakhulu futhi kabanzi noma ungabe kuyini okufuna ukukubuza kumbe nolwazi oluthile cause sisaludinga ulwazi.
Siyabonga kambu ivangeli lokuthula. Sibonge njalo lo Ntukameli Komo ngewaza Friday kunampa lami bese ngikhuleka kunye okumangalisayo ukuthi libe lempelaviki enhle elijukela. Kulaptop lamdlali ingakhohlwa phela ukuthi sixoxa ngodaba lamlangagwa othi sechiya isikhundla. Singekehluka nesihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye iindaba ebezigokhela. Abanye abantu badakazelela umbiko kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa othi uzefuna ukusuka esikhundleni. Kodwa kulabanye abakuzaniphepha bathi kumele ahlale angayindawo. Nabaphathi bezikolo bahlutshwa ngabantwana asebethatha izidakamizo santando. Siqhuba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje ngolivalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembu osithembayo uGibbs Dube lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.